The court's decision, announced earlier this week, focused on Alameda County's Producer Responsibility Ordinance for Medicines, which was adopted in July of 2012.
The Alameda Ordinance requires the manufacturers of drugs to design and operate and fund the collection system. It's a performance-based rule. It does not tell them how to do it. It just says that they have to do it and meet certain standards, and then they pay the county for the oversight. So it's really a no-cost program for the county.
Heidi Sanborn is executive director of the California Product Stewardship Council. She's been closely following the case and says the East Bay law has been tied up in court by pharmaceutical trade groups that argued it violated interstate commerce. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and now the U.S. Supreme Court disagreed with those manufacturers' claims.
What they were saying was that the poor Medicare patient of Tennessee should not be supporting the pill program for Alameda. That's the way they looked at it. The court said, no, it was not a violation of interstate commerce, that manufacturers inside Alameda were affected just as much as outside Alameda. The question was, did they sell into Alameda? And if they did they have any share of responsibility for the pill program? Especially because Alameda County was doing it to protect public health and safety.
It's a pivotal decision in the larger issue of requiring manufacturers to bear responsibility for the ultimate disposal of their products.
I don't know if they plan on filing another claim on a different point of law, but I think it did send a signal to counties that they probably feel pretty safe now proceeding with a similar ordinance in their jurisdiction for medicine.
Obviously, it's good news.
This is Henry Mikas, executive director of the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency.
Because if we elect to go ahead with talking about an ordinance or at some point making an ordinance to do something positive with used medicines, certainly that makes the path a lot easier for us because somebody else has taken their lumps and made it work.
And Micah says his agency, a consortium with representation from all local governments within the county, is now poised to start moving in that direction.
There's been lots of conversations in the last year among a number of groups that are affected by used medicines, from the Russian River Watershed Association to the Sonoma County Water Agency to the North Coast Regional Water Control Board, some of our member jurisdictions' governing bodies. As part of our budget process, we actually have a little bit of staff time to study whether or not an ordinance would be effective and something worthwhile for the agency to pursue.
Santa Clara and Santa Barbara counties and the city of San Francisco are already moving to adopt measures similar to Alameda County's, and Heidi Sanborn says there is broad and growing public support for such actions.
It's a real public health issue. The public has been screaming for these programs locally for a long time. In fact, Alameda and San Mateo have been working on this since 2006-07, trying to piece together enough collections to meet the public demand. Also, we're in a drought, and there's a lot of concern now for water quality. From all our research, quite a few people are still flushing their medications into the water system, and we just can't process them all out, and I think that's a concern as well.
She's also hoping this will serve as a forerunner for additional producer responsibility requirements in other manufacturing industries. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.